A reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 12, verses 44 through 50. Jesus cried out and said, "Whoever believes in me believes not only in me, but also in the one who sent me. And whoever sees me sees the one who sent me. I came into the world as light, so that everyone who believes in me might not remain in darkness. And if anyone hears my words and does not observe them, I do not condemn him, for I did not come to condemn the world, but to save the world. Whoever rejects me and does not accept my words has something to judge him. The word that I spoke, it will condemn him on the last day, because I did not speak on my own, but the Father who sent me commanded me what to say and speak. And I know that his commandment is eternal life. So what I say as the Father told me." The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Recently, I received a note in a card from a dear elderly aunt. The note highlighted some recent family events, accompanied by a reflection about how things were changing as the next generation assumed the roles and responsibilities previously filled by the now senior generation. The note had the tone of a lament as my aunt reminisced about the good old days and how much better things used to be. The note ended with my aunt's observation that darkness seemed to be growing and more prevalent in the world today than in the past. I know that my aunt isn't the only person who sees the world this way. I've heard the litany of darkness many times in many different conversations. The evening news generally paints a bleak picture, a world gone mad with war, terrorism, violence, and death. Humanity seemingly imprisoned by fear and hatred. It is precisely in the midst of this perceived darkness that we hear Jesus proclaim, "I came into the world as light, so that everyone who believes in me might not remain in darkness." What greater consolation could we have than Jesus' assurance, "God's commandment is eternal life"? Whether we accept it or not, Jesus' identity is inextricably tied to our own. God has chosen us in union with Jesus to walk in and to illumine the way of eternal life. In the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus says to his disciples, "You are the light of the world." We hear the exhortation, "Because you are children of the light, you must live as children of the light." Thus, for a world stumbling in the dark, truth lights the way. Love lights the way. Forgiveness lights the way. Compassion lights the way. Courage lights the way. Trust lights the way. Generosity lights the way. Hope lights the way. Mercy lights the way. Faith lights the way. This, then, is the way by which the children of light are to walk.